This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Amidst all of our differences in the Christian church and the discussions that we have, there is one truth which is not debatable. This is that blessed teaching of the way of salvation, which comes by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone. We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that your Holy Spirit will so enlighten our minds that we can comprehend this great truth, that our salvation is by grace through faith in Christ. We are tempted from time to time to add to this, and therefore the assurance of our salvation is taken from us. Grant, O God, that as we study your word today, this may become even clearer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the first chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians, beginning with verse 1. Paul, an apostle sent not from men nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sin, to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. as we have already said. So now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you have accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were just trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Jesus Christ. Here in the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, there are many teachings in the Bible that Christians interpret differently, but still remain brothers and sisters in Christ. I live in a retirement village, and we eat our evening meal together with all of the others who are there. We have some lively discussions, and it is a delight to go and have these evening meals. Often, the subject turns to the Christian faith. And here I find a number of very, very committed Christian people. There are some who are raised in a different tradition than I, and so we will have different points of view. One such subject is that of baptism. We come from different backgrounds. These people believe in what we call believer's baptism. After you have met Christ and are saved, then you are baptized. It's sort of a testimonial. For some of us, we have a more sacramental viewpoint of baptism, that God meets us as a little babe and brings us into a covenant relationship with Him. Well, we discussed these questions back and forth, and they have been debated for a long time. And it's a kind of a joy to see how other people think on subjects which are very near and dear to our hearts. Another one, for example, would be the second coming of Jesus Christ. In the church where I was raised, we pretty much left it to what the Father said in the Apostles' Creed, and He shall come again to judge the living and the dead. We believe with all of our hearts that Christ is coming again, and that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, there are other denominations that feel this deserves much more attention, and so they have spent a great deal of time studying the books of Daniel and Revelation, and they talk about the millennium and so forth. I love to hear it. I'm learning a great deal, and maybe there's something that I can catch here that I haven't caught before. We have a differences of opinion, I guess, on that subject. But when it's all over, we stand up and go back to our apartments as brothers and sisters in Christ. For there is one central message that is found that binds us together. And that message is that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. It is a biblical teaching that has not come by the reason of man, but has been given from God above. It is a biblical teaching that is not debatable. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you are not a Christian. If you do trust Him as a Savior and Lord, you are a Christian. And we can discuss the ramifications of it. But it is not debatable as to whether you are going to believe this way or that way. You're either in or you're out, according to the Word of God. And this is very evident in the book of Galatians from which I read this morning. St. Paul was a missionary to his part of the world. And on his first missionary journey, he visited this area known as the Roman province of Galatia. He established a lot of congregations there in Derbe, Iconium, Lystra, and so forth. In these particular congregations, there were more Gentiles than there were Jewish people, but there were some of both. And then after Paul had established a congregation and had it in good hands, he would go on to another site. This is the way that the church was established in those early days. As he went on his way, there were a group of people known as Judaizers. They came to these congregations in Iconium and Lystra and Derbe and other places and said, you know, what Paul has preached to you is wrong. In fact, they said Paul should not even be considered an authority. He is not an apostle. He has given that name to himself. He is not one of those chosen by Jesus among the 12. And then when he preaches that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone, that's not enough. In order to be a saved child of God, you have got to obey the Jewish laws such as circumcision, eating special foods, and celebrating Jewish festivals. In other words, there was a real clash here between Paul and the Judaizers. Paul said that we're saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and your sins are forgiven, and you are restored into fellowship with God. The Judaizer says, that's not enough. You've got to add to that. You're saved by, sure, trusting in Christ, but you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you've got to go to this festival, and so forth, and so on. So they had these people all disturbed, and we're going to talk about that next week, God willing, in the sermon, they did not know which way to turn. Paul says, this is not even debatable. Your salvation is trusting Jesus Christ alone. So he sat down and wrote them a letter. That is a letter to the Galatians, and it has found its way into our Bible. Because it contains so many basic truths that Christians ought to spend more time really discussing, I'm going to spend the next few Sundays, God willing, trying to come with some of Paul's thoughts that were given to him from the book of Galatians as a basis for my sermon. And I think at the end of it all, you could say it was a series of sermons on the general theme, hang on to Christ, for that's where we are. Paul wanted the Galatians to be reminded that he was an apostle. He had the credentials. He was called by Jesus Christ to be a missionary to the Gentile. I did not apply for this job, he said. I wasn't recruited by a group of Christians. I wasn't elected at a congregational meeting. I was called by Christ to do this work. Here in his first chapter of Galatians, he reminds us that he did not really befriend the church early. He said, I persecuted the church. I wanted to destroy it. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Now, those are the credentials of Paul. He said, I got this all by revelation. This was not coming from a classroom. It was not coming from theological books. I was alone with God in Arabia for 3 years. This is who I am. So whatever the Judaizers have said about me, it is wrong. I am an appointed apostle of Christ Jesus, and Christ has given me a message to share with all people. Now, what is this message? Well, I've repeated it already so many times today that it becomes very repetitious, that we are simply saved by faith in Christ Jesus. That is a very, very difficult teaching to get across, it seems. We sometimes get very confused about this teaching. We say, and you've heard me say it thousands of times, I think, on Christian Crusaders, we say that I've got to do something. I just can't say that I trust in Jesus Christ. Now, that faith, of course, comes from the heart, a faith that is created by the Holy Spirit. It is that faith that lays hold of Christ. Don't I have to do anything? No. In other words, I can go out and live like I jolly well please. You won't. And as we get along in this study, we'll see how the good works flow from faith. They do not contribute to our salvation, but they are the fruits of our salvation. This is not what the Judaizers wanted the people in those congregations to know, but this is what Paul said is absolutely necessary. Again, we are reminded of our church father, Dr. Martin Luther, who at some time in his life was so dreadfully confused that he knew not what to do, until the Holy Spirit opens the door, opens the scriptures, and Luther makes that great discovery that he is saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone. That's the very central part of the Christian faith. When the Holy Spirit has created faith in our hearts and we know Jesus personally, he calls us to share it with others. Now, obviously, he has not called us as he did St. Paul. He has not called us as some of the other great names that have been internationally known and brought so many blessings. But where you and I are, he calls us to make it very clear to people what God has done for us in the Savior. That sinful as we are, Jesus has come, taken our sins upon him, and through trusting him, we live with him forever. Where is your calling? You say today, where am I called? The other day I was sitting at a worship service and there was a baby being baptized. I baptize many of these little ones, but I think it is when I sit back in the pew and just have an opportunity to really concentrate on what's going on that I see that tremendous calling. That a father and a mother who stands there with that babe in arms is hearing God say, I call you. Just as he called Paul to go to the Gentile world, he's very specific and he says, Mom and Dad, look, listen. You who have been asked to be sponsors, listen. God is here. He is entering into a covenant relationship with his child. But you have to take that child home and introduce that child to Jesus Christ. That's your job. Otherwise, that baptism is of no value. That's the task of the father and the mother. You're called, Dad and Mom. If you've been at the font, you're called. That child can grow up and have a spiritual awakening and empowered by the Holy Spirit say, Jesus Christ is mine. A few weeks ago, I sat in our church again and witnessed a confirmation service. It was one that had a special meaning for me, for one of our grandchildren was being confirmed. And when I heard that confession that the young person makes, I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior and I promise to be true to Him as long as I live. I think, what a calling. What a calling there is, not only for the confirmant to go out and share that faith with those in her class, but what a calling it is for the fathers and mothers still, for she is still just a child. She is still only 15. We are to take that word of God in our home long after confirmation, and we are to teach the riches of its truth. What a calling I have as a grandpa and my wife as a grandma to that girl, to let her know our testimony very clearly of what Jesus Christ has in mind for her and what He wants her to be doing and so forth and so on. That's our calling. Once our hearts are gripped with a pure, true gospel, we are to share it with those who are around the world, but not least with those who are in our homes. It's a calling that comes for us to go to those places of labor and share with some of these people who don't understand, who are just as mixed up as were the old Judaizers. How are you going to go to heaven? And they come forth with this idea, oh, I hope that I'm living a good enough life that I'll get there. Stop them quickly, just like Paul did when he wrote to the Galatian church, and say, no, that's not the way. The way you go to heaven is by experiencing Jesus Christ as a Savior and the Lord. There are those who are hurting. There are those who have trials. There are those who have cares and frustrations. There are some of you who listen to our program who are sitting in prison cells today. I say to you, God loves you. He has sent Jesus Christ to be your Savior. He will forgive you all of your sins, and you can be restored into fellowship with Him. Trust Him, love Him, and when He has grabbed your heart, realize you have been given a calling to tell that story of Jesus. What have we learned today? Salvation is by grace through faith in Christ alone, and we are called to share it. Amen. Oh. Father, thank you for this glorious message that you have given to us, that we, sinful people we are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone. O Lord, grant that your church this day and this week, corporately and as individual members, may share that faith with those who think that if there is something beyond the grave, then we have to acquire it through our own good works. Forgive us our sins, and grant that the church's message of salvation in Him alone may ring clearly this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message give you a strong foundation for the week ahead. Because of a lower rate on our modest endowment fund for operations and an increased cost per radio station in many areas of our country, Christian Crusaders board members have initiated the GEM program as an invitation to listeners to make a monthly contribution. We invite you to become a Christian Crusaders GEM Club member. Would you please consider a monthly gift of $5, $10, $15, $20, or more dollars per month? Call us at 1-888-693-2484 or email our office staff at cc@naz.org for more information. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.